What a difference a couple of years make. At this time in 2015, the local film industry was still basking in the success of Boyhood, shot largely in the Austin area. Back then, the Lone Star State was the backdrop for several feature films and scripted TV shows. But later that spring, the legislature made drastic cuts to the state's Moving Image Industry Incentive Program, cutting by two-thirds what was allocated in 2013.
I just thought there would be more.
The rebate is paid to production companies in return for exceeding certain criteria, such as money spent, the number of local workers hired, etc. The 2015 budget passed with only $32 million allocated for the rebates to be shared among film, TV, commercial, and video game projects in the state. Rebecca Campbell, CEO of the Austin Film Society, says the fallout was felt rather quickly.
The thing that hit closest to home was the TV series From Dusk Till Dawn, which had been based at Austin Studios and which moved to New Mexico.
Yes, the series developed by one of Austin's luminaries and one of the city's biggest advocates, Robert Rodriguez, had to leave town. And he wasn't alone. ABC's American Crime and HBO's The Leftovers took their work elsewhere. Campbell says that's caused a big ripple effect for Austin, the state, and many small businesses that support the film industry. There are still location shoots in Texas, just not nearly what there was just a few years ago. And the reason is government incentives. Texas wasn't the first state to use tax incentives to lure productions. The state started its program in 2009 after losing several projects to Louisiana that otherwise might have come our way. And even California has launched an incentive program to keep Hollywood somewhere, actually near Hollywood. So if incentives seem to be the way things are done now, just the cost of doing business, Campbell says the film program in Texas is actually smart business.
We would really like for people to start recognizing that it's a rebate, which is a really different concept than an incentive, because it means that the work was done, the money was spent, and so now it's being paid retroactively, but it still has the same effect. It got the film here, so the millions and millions of dollars were spent here.
The number you will hear from film advocates like Campbell, the Texas Motion Picture Alliance, and others is for every taxpayer dollar spent in rebate on a film, the state receives more than $5. But with less money to lure business, states like Georgia are taking advantage.
I started doing work in Atlanta, you know, traveling to Atlanta to do shows, and looked at how robust the market was here. I liked the town. Parts of it reminded me of Austin. You know, it began to grow on me, I guess.
Dominic Kinsella has worked on film and TV projects in Austin for more than 20 years. He has producer credits on films like Puncture and Machete, among others. But after the legislative cuts 2 years ago, he had to follow the gigs.
Eventually, it just got to the point where there wasn't enough work to keep us supported. And I ended up getting two back-to-back shows in Atlanta and thought, well, you know, that's obviously a sign, and so that would be our springboard, and that's what we did.
Georgia's incentives have created one of the busiest, if not the busiest, production hubs outside of Los Angeles. Kinsella says there are around 40 projects in production right now in the Atlanta area. To put that in perspective, there are only a handful of productions in the entire state of Texas right now. Studios are putting roots down there, too. London's Pinewood Studios has 18 sound stages in one facility, where they're currently shooting several Marvel projects, including two Avengers sequels.
You have to go where the money is, and right now that's here, New York, L.A., and still, you know, to a certain degree, Louisiana and New Mexico.
Kinsella just bought a home with his wife and three-year-old in Atlanta. For those who remain in Austin, it's getting harder to find work. Beth Sepko is a casting director.
My job is a location casting director. What I do is here. It's not easy for me to just go to Louisiana or Atlanta or Vancouver or New York, because my job is to know the actors and the talent in this area. So if I don't have work here, then I don't have work.
And not having work is doubly important in her household because her husband, Jimmy Lindsay, also works in the industry as a cinematographer.
I went from working full-time at home, being there with my wife and my two daughters, to spending roughly 10 months on the road each year.
Lindsay is currently shooting a pilot for CBS in New York.
We are in a situation where we're not going to consider living anywhere else, at least until the kids are grown. So, you know, we have a window of at least 5 years before we would think about anything else.
Not all is lost. ABC is set to shoot a series pilot in Austin, and most in the Texas film community are hoping the legislature will readjust the rebate program, realizing that it went too far last go-around. But for now, state lawmakers are fighting over what parts of the next state budget should be cut, not increased. And if Texas is unable to keep up with other states, more work and more jobs on movies, TV shows, and even video games will leave the state. Jimmy Moss, KUT News.